Start your day the Torah way in Northwest London. Friday. Friday. 13th of January. And the 19th of. Sorry, 20th of Teves. Not as advertised, Rav Meir Zev Rappaport Shlita. Kolman de Ovid, Rachman Latav Ovid, or Gamzu Latova. This week's Torah is sponsored by family Blachman, Lira Nishmas, Reb Moshe Dovid Ben Rav Avraham, Chanuch Waldman, Zichron Lebrocha. His yard site is on tomorrow on Shabbos. And also by family Avi Yudekin, Lira Nishmas, Usha Chashuva Tova Bas Chaim Hillel Manas, Olea Sholem, Mr. Tovi Yudekin, on her first yard site, which was on Wednesday.
Apologies that I yesterday, the bris of a great nephew, whose father is both a nephew and a misfellow of mine, so I had to, something I had to give. So, Shkoyach to Rebelli Pick, who very kindly agreed to swap with me, and which leaves me a Friday, Rav Shabbos, Parsha Smoy, so we'll speak about the Parsha. I'd like to focus on one specific posuk on the parasha, Perik Beis, posuk Chof Gimel. And title of the posuk, Vayihi Bayomim Horabi Mohei. It was during those many days. Vayomos Melech Mitzrayim. The king of Mitzrayim dies. This is not Vayoko Melech Chodosh. At the beginning of the parasha, it says Vayoko Melech Chodosh. And there we have a Machlokes Rav Shmuel. What does it mean, Vayoko? Does it mean that he actually... the old king died, it was a new king, it was Melech Chodosh, or Nischachu Zeroysov. Here we're talking towards the end of Perik Beis. Moshe Rabbeinu had already run away, he was in Midian, he married Tzipoiro, and during those many days, Vayomos Melech Mitzrayim. Pasuk says, Vayomos, he died. Vayeonchu b'nei Yisrael, minu avoido, Klal Yisrael groaned, moaned, minu avoido, due to the work. Vayizoku, and they cried out. Vatal shav osom el hoy elokim. Their cries went up to the Rabbeinu Shloim min ho avoido, from the work. Any questions on the pasuk? That's what I do in Sem. First thing I do is any questions on the pasuk. Let's repeat the pasuk. Vayhi boyomim orabi mohein vayomos melech mitzrayim vayeyonchu v'nei Yisrael min ho avoido vayizoku vatal shav osom el hoy elokim min ho avoido. Sorry. Yeah, why is there a change of loss in that? Mefoshim discuss.
Why don't he cry now?
Sorry?
What's the kesher, baby?
What's the kesher? Why are they crying now?
What's Yomim Rabim?
Yomim Rabim and Mefoshim deal with. The one question specifically, which I want to focus on, is if the king died, so why are they crying out from the work? If anything, fakir, the king dying is a reason to sigh. Breathe a sigh of relief, if anything. The king had died, Baruch Hashem, this evil king who had made them work so hard, who was enslaving them and oppressing them. Now that he died, Baruch Hashem, the king died. Oh! Now you know what was bothering Rashi. Rashi says, why does Rashi say it? Rashi doesn't say it. Rashi, by the way, quotes Chazal. Most Rashis are quoting Chazal. Says Rashi, quoting Chazal. Nitzareya. Vayomos doesn't mean he died. He didn't die. He got tzaras. What's up, Rashi learned? Efshe Vayomos means Vayomos. Efshe Vayomos means he died. Why does Rashi say Nitzareya? Yeah, they say a story that a bird once parked itself by the Orna Kodesh, by Reb Leib in Gateshead. So Bocha said to Reb Leib Gurwitz, Efshe it's a Gilgul. And Reb Leib said, Efshe it's a bird. What's that from Len Kruma? Can Len Glatt? So what Rashi didn't say, Efshe Vayomos means he died. And then my Rashi had a problem. What was bothering Rashi? What was bothering Rashi was this problem. If the king had died, then they should be breathing a sigh of relief rather than complaining that Vayomos b'nei Yisrael min avoido. So Rashi needs tareya. And we know that Arbo Nebuchadnezzar chashuvim kemeisim, the four people who are Nebuchadnezzar considered as if they're not alive. Oni choshuv kemeis, suma choshuv kemeis, mishenei bonim choshuv kemeis, and finally, Nitzdareya, a person who's got Tzoras, is also Choshuv Kemeis. And he was shechting, says Rashi, that he was shechting babies morning and evening to bathe in their blood. How many babies was he shechting? Steht Kufnun, 150 in the morning, 150 in the evening, and he was bathing in their blood. And this was the reason why Klal Yisrael groaned by Yizoku from this terrible sorrow that 300 Yiddish neshamas were being shechted and slaughtered for such useless purposes in every single day. Sorry? Oh, good kasha. Asking if that's the case, the Chagav, the Chido, uses Al Tistakel Bekankam. Yeah, the Chido writes Al Tistakel Bekankam of Mashi Yeshboy. Al Tistakel Bekankam of Mashi Yeshboy. Don't look at the Kufnun. Erebe Mashi Yeshboy. Some will explain. We'll explain. Kankan is Kufnun, 150 in the morning, 150 in the evening. But first, to address your problem, you're asking, well, say, but it was state nicht in the posuk they were crying because of the deaths of the babies. State vayzoku bnei Yisrael mino avoido. So on that, I collated so three answers to your question. In Sefer Tzufa Morim, he says that if you look in Targum Yonis ben Uziel, that's what it's based on. Yeah, Rashi brings Targum Yonis ben Uziel. If you look in Rashi on posuk chav gimel. So Rashi is quoting Targum Yonis ben Uziel, Targum Yonison. If you look at Targum Yonis ben Uziel, he says that he was shechting, doesn't say babies, he was shechting firstborn. So he was shechting, he himself was a b'choy. Maybe that was what the doctors said the remedy is. His necromancers, his chartumim said that the solution is to bathe not in babies, but to bathe in b'choyros. That means he had to shecht, he was shechting 150 in the morning and the evening, b'choyros, firstborn. His voices. So how does that answer your question? It says Vayizoku mino avoido, from the work, not from the deaths. Zokta tufamorim. At that stage, who was memuneh? Who was in charge of? Who was going to be doing that avoido in the Beis Hamikdash? The b'chayim. And if all the b'chayim are going to be killed, then who will do that avoido in the Beis Hamikdash? Vayizoku mino avoido. That's why the Yizoku mino avoido. That's why it says Vayonchu mino Yisrael mino avoido. The avoido, referencing the avodah on the Beis Hamikdash, that would now be diminished because there's no b'chayim. Later it was given to the Kohanim by the Eger. That's one answer. Second answer that I saw brought down is that we know that Be'emes Klal Yisrael were meant to be Mitzrayim for 400 years. But the Maaser, they were only there for 210 years. What happened? So we're told by Chazal, Koshi Hashibud, the work, the strength of the work was so severe that they made them work 400 years worth of work in 210 years. Well, maybe that's why they went out early. But the 210 years is because, man, you have enough people to do that work. Less people, the more work. So therefore, the reason why they're upset, if every single day they were losing 300 lives, and 300 lives is not just that, but also their children, their grandchildren, and the future generations, they could have. So they would be Mitzrayim for longer, or the workload would be bigger. And Memela, when these 300 babies were being killed on a daily basis, 300 lives lost, by Yonchum and Yisrael, Mino Avoida, they cried out because now there would be more Avoida, more work. And that's the second Pshat. The third Pshat I saw, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky suggests Pshat, and he says that who told him to shecht his babies? Is his chartumim. Vosepes, the chartumim said to him, you know why you've been inflicted with this tzaras? Because the gods are angry with you. The Avodah Zorah is angry with you. Why is the Avodah Zorah angry with me? He says, because you're not working Klal Yisrael hard enough. Not working Klal Yisrael hard enough. You work them harder. That's why, because you're not working them hard enough. You're not causing them enough suffering. So he decided, okay, I'll cause them more suffering. That will appease the Avodah Zorah, to appease the gods, and I'll recover. Says Pasuk, Vayonchu b'nei Yisrael mino avoido. Avoido is a reference to Avodah Zorah.
Says Dr. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. But that's nothing to do with the babies dying, that's just to do with why Paro was ill.
Paro was ill because of that, but so they said to him, the solution is to cause Klal Yisrael to work harder, to cause them suffering.
Nothing to do with babies.
No, and what he chose was to kill the babies, and Mino Avoido means because the Avodah Zorah said that he's got to cause them more suffering, that's why they were growing. Says Dr. Biakov Kamenetsky. These are the three pshat. So far we have stated one pshat in the Pasuk. The question, initial question we asked was, why did Klal Yisrael cry out if Paro had died? If anything, they should have breathed a sigh of relief. Paro died, Baruch Hashem, he died. If a Rosha dies, a person is calling him suffering, they should breathe a sigh of relief. That was answer number one. In fact, he didn't die. Zot Rashi didn't die. Nitzareya. That's Rashi's pshat. The Ramban, and here you see how the Ramban goes into the emotions of human nature. The Ramban says that a person who's nebuch, depressed or anxiety ridden, or in a bad state, a bad emotional state, sometimes he can't think straight. He can't think straight. So he doesn't see, can't see anything positive. He'll always see the negative. In English we say that you can't see the sun for the clouds. If there's clouds hanging over a person to such an extent, he's so downtrodden, he's so depressed, and he's so oppressed, that he can't even think positively. Anything is he thinks negatively. So Klal Yisrael, you're right. But etzem, something positive happened, Paro died. Which means they should have breathed a sigh of relief. Maybe it'll become better now. So they should have sighed a sigh of relief rather than groan and moan about their oppression. But they couldn't. They simply couldn't think positively. They couldn't think positively. They were pessimistic. Because they were in such a downtrodden situation, they felt pessimistic, they were depressed, and therefore they couldn't see the sun for the clouds. Or as one of my sons once said, that every silver lining has a cloud. So they couldn't think positively. So Memega Vayon, that's a Ramban's Pshat. Weiter, Mincha Blulo, who's Zayde Rappaport, Mincha Blulo says Pshat, that generally when a king dies and a new king is appointed, so in any kingdom, they give a general amnesty. All slaves are freed, all prisoners are released. General amnesty, yeah, when President Trump stepped down from his presidency, we were zoicher that Rav Rubashkin was freed and became a national celebrity. So there was general amnesty, right? And I don't know what will be when Queen Elizabeth died and King Charles is now coronated. It's going to be a celebration. So here there would be a general amnesty, but there was no general amnesty. The slaves were not freed. The slaves had to carry on working. When Memega, they saw there was no general amnesty. So Memega, vayonchu b'nei Yisrael, mina avoid. That's why they cried. Now that's a pshat of the Mincha Blulo. The Midrash HaTorah states a fourth pshat. They say that fakert, they say it was a bank holiday. King died, a new king is coronated. Then, as we know in our great British Empire, they've already planned this out for the last 100 years. That when Queen Elizabeth dies and King Charles is coronated, bank holiday, which means a day of rest for everybody. You don't have to go to work. Say the Midrash HaTorah that over here, fakert punk fakert, it was a bank holiday. Bank holiday was initiated because of the Vayomos Melech Mitzrayim, and new king, it's a bank holiday. Which means that now Klal Yisrael have a day off. What do Klal Yisrael do when they have a day off? They don't go off on holiday. Go to the base of Medrash. Till now they couldn't, they were working 24/7. And as Paro himself said, Nilpim Atam, Nilpim, when Moshe Rabbeinu came with the idea that they go off for 3 days to sacrifice and to celebrate to Hashem, and he says, obviously you've got too much time on your hands, you've got time to think. Person who's thinking about going on holiday has obviously got too much time on his hands. So made them work harder, you have to find your own straw. So they never had time, Bichlal, to contemplate their situation because they were so inundated and so overworked. But, sorry, that Moshe Rabbeinu was. But says the Midrash HaTorah, they never had time at all. But here, punkt, because Paro died and there was a bank holiday, therefore they went, what did they do? They gathered together in the shuls and they were able to daven to the Rabbeinu Shlomo, they were able to cry out. Think about this terrible situation and cry to the Rabbeinu Shloim, when we made it Vayomos, that's why Vayizoku they were able to cry out. These are the four Mehalchim in the Parsha, in the Pesukim. Let's carry on further in the Pasuk. Vayizoku b'nei v'tal shavosam el ho'eloikim min ho'avoido. And here the Rechaim HaKodesh addresses another question. V'tal shavosam el ho'eloikim min ho'avoido. That terminology is a little bit needs explaining. Their cries went up Not from the work, because of the work. What's min ha'avoido? This is the problem that the Rechaim HaKadosh addresses. The Mefarshim dig up every single question possible, every single nuance in the Pasuk, they explain. Says the Rechaim HaKadosh, and he gives three different mehalachim here. What does it mean? Why does it say, Vayizok ben Yisrael, Vatal shavosom eloi loikim, their cries went up to Hashem, min ha'avoido. It should be because of the work, not from the work. So the first thing is, says the Rechaim HaKadosh, that Klal Yisrael weren't davening to Hashem. They weren't davening. Adarabah, they were on the 49th level of Tumah. Their situation was so severe, their ruchness was so strong, they weren't even crying to Hashem. But as much as a person who stubbed his toe cries out, and you ask him, who are you crying to? He says, nobody. I'm not crying out to anybody. I hurt myself. A person hurts himself, he cries out. So too, Klal Yisrael was so oppressed, so downtrodden, suffering so much, they cried out. They weren't crying out to anybody. They were crying out. But those cries went up to Hashem. That's the first mahalach of the Rechaim HaKadosh. Number two, says the Rechaim HaKadosh, we know that a tefillah which comes from a tzorah is a much more potent tefillah. It has much more impact and power. Min ha-meitzar korosi ko, ononi b'merchav ko. Or as Yonah Hanovi said, korosi mitzorah. I call out from a tzorah. A person who calls out from a tzorah when he's oppressed, when he's pressured, that tefillah has much more of an impact. Umeila, vatal shavosom el hoelokim, mino avoido. You know why it went up to Shemayim? Because it was from avoido. Because it came from a tzorah. That's why it went up to Shemayim. Pshat number two. And finally, says the Rechaim HaKadosh, pshat number three is tefillos are directed to Shemayim via transit, via the malachim. We say, Mashmiyei Tfilo, Mashmiyei Tzaoko. Over here, the Tfilos were so strong and powerful that they went directly to heaven, not via the medium of Malachim. Without Baal, Knofayim, Yagid, Dovor, says the Oy Rechaim HaKadosh, they went directly without the Malachim. Vatal Shavosam El Hoy Elokim, Min HaAvoido, directly from the Avoido. So says the Rechaim HaKadosh, Pshat number three. Just to address this words that the Chiddush says al tistakel bekankan and the Masha Yesh Bo the kufnun. So in Medrash state that these 150 children, which is difficult to understand, and as Rebroni said in the title of the Shir Koma the Ovid Rachmon al Tav Ovid, everything's for the good. So these 150 children mourning, and even 300 children a day were being shechted. How can it be such a terrible tzorah? Such a terrible thing should happen. The Chiddush says from Medrash that these children were not fitting to survive. They weren't fitting to survive. Nothing good would have come out of them. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu got rid of them. We do find similarly in Medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu, when the babies were being thrown into the walls, when there was not enough bricks and they put the babies in, babies were being thrown into the water, and then by Makas Choshech also, Chamushim Olu Bnei Yisrael, 4/5 of the Rishonim died, and Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how can this be? And Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you think it's better to leave them alive? You know what? I'll leave you two of them. Let's see how you manage with those two. And which two did he leave alive? Dosam and Aviram, he left alive. And we know the trouble that they caused all the way through until Parshas Koirach, when finally HaKadosh Baruch Hu found their end. So that's what the Medrash says. The Maisa. Sorry? Micha. To illustrate this idea, Mezokta Maisa, say a story. We know there was a big machloikas between the two families who printed the Talmud Bavli. There was the Slavita press, which was the two Einiklach of Reb Pinchas Mikoritz, two Tzadikim, Reb Shmuel Abba and Reb Pinchas. They were Einiklach of Reb Pinchas Mikoritz. They had a printing press in Slavita, and they printed the Talmud Bavli. We know the Rom family. If you look in our Talmud Bavli, which is the Vilna, it says Halmona v'Achim Rom. There was a Menachem Man Rom who had made a printing press in Vilna. Now the Gdoila Adoy, they paskan that for 10 years no one's allowed to print the Talmud. No one's allowed to print the Shas, the Talmud. And 5 years after Slavita, after the two brothers, the Pinchas of Kolitzer Zeniklach, printed it, in Vilna, the Rom family wanted to print it. So they said, Gedolim had signed letters, 10 years, no one printing. And the Shaila went to Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger was Rabban Shokol Bnei Agoylo. Everybody was waiting to hear what he would say. And he wrote a psak, and he said that it's not a problem for them to print it, even though he said initially 10 years, and now it's only 5 years have passed. He said, Soif Kol Soif, most of the volumes that have been printed have been sold already. The few that are left, the Rom family have agreed to buy out any of the rest of the stocks. So there's no reason why they couldn't print it. The brothers were extremely upset about this, and they wrote in a letter, and they fell short. What happened? They wrote that Rabbi Kiva Eger is old. So Eves Yishvos Tutzach. He's got a son, the Heilige Tzadik Reb Shloim Eger. And they said that he's got a vested interest, and he's convinced his father. Yadua Rabbi Kiva Eger saw this, he was shocked to his core that such a claim we made against him that his psokim are not objective. He said, Kol Yomov, he was makbid, and to stand to accuse Reb Shloim Eger, he says, I'm moichel on my covered, I can't be moichel on the covered Reb Shloim Eger, and I've had nothing covered. I'm Torah. On that very day that this happened, there was one of the workers, a non-Jewish worker, who was working in the Slavita press, who was a bookbinder, who worked for them, he hung himself. He was a drunkard, he hung himself. And there was a moise, a muma called Mikhail Bandersky, who went and he snitched on the authorities against the two brothers. And there was the Maskilim Greenberg and Lipsky. There were two Maskilim who jumped on the bandwagon and accused the brothers to the authorities. They told the authorities that the brothers are printing in Slavita press, they're printing Sforim without taking through the censor. And Kiyodua, they suffered terribly, terribly. They were imprisoned, the two brothers, and in the end they were sentenced to death. Afterwards it was deferred. The sentence was deferred to a life sentence in Siberia, first they would get lashed. They were sentenced to 1,500 lashes each. And what they did was they lined up 500 soldiers, 250 on each side, and they made him walk through this line of soldiers, between these two lines of soldiers, three times. And they had to get beaten. They were beaten by each one. And one of the brothers, I don't know which one, whether it was Reb Shmuel Abba or Reb Pinchas, he stopped in the middle. He stopped in the middle. And why did he stop? His kapel fell off. His kapel fell off and he wouldn't carry on walking. Even as a tzaddik. And they were beating and beating until one of the soldiers realized why he stopped. He put his kapel back on again and carried on walking. They were taken to hospital. After they recovered, they were sent back to prison. In the end, the king died, and in the end, they were let out of prison. Davila, their father, of Moshe Nebuch, he was nifter from such terrible suffering that he saw his children suffer. He died. He was nifter. This is a story, and these two brothers, they were matzdikas hadin aleihem. They said, "We know that we were punished because we spoke against Rabbi Kiva Eger." And this, they said, Kval Am Ve'edor, they admitted the reason why is because of this Aveira. They were Elachidin. That's one Meister. There's another story. The Rishna said, the Heilige Rishna, there was a Yid who Nebuch didn't have children. He went, day after day, he would go to the Shpala Zeda and beg, asking, give me a bracha for children, give me a bracha for children. The Shpala Zeda, Mishumma, he's not agreeing. Wouldn't give him a bracha. Got out, he was a Mishtamet, Yishtamutuk, Mishtamet. This went on Kaseya, but this fellow did not give in. Until it came from frustration, he once came to the Shpala Zeda and he locked the Shpala Zeda into his room. And he said, I'm not leaving until Rebbe, you promised me children. And the Shpala Zeda obviously had to go, had to leave. Shpala Zeda said that, Ebaze, you're not going to have children. I promise you, you're not going to have. Yotza Dovo, repeated Shpala Zeda, could imagine terrible thing. But this fellow didn't give up. So he went to the Heilige Tzadik, to the Pinchas Mikuritz. He went to his house before Pesach, and she wasn't home. He went to the Rebbetzin. The Rebbetzin said that, he said, I want to come for the Seder. Come for the Seder. We don't have anything for ourselves to eat. For somebody else, Salach has come with a camel. Wasn't it, Tom? Called the Chvin Yeser Yechel. Oh, it's Navzain HaYechel. On HaYechel Nishtoken, I can't invite you. He said, all on me. I'll supply everything. And he supplied everything for Pesach. He supplied whitewash to do the walls, to clean for Pesach, to buy everything for Pesach, candles, lighting, everything, food, matzahs, house. If Pinchas Mikoritz comes home at Pesach and he sees, that Yesada Shulchono Ishtet, the Seder table was laid out, there was candles, the walls were whitewashed, Baruch Hashem, Ikven Azei, Mamash Tefriden, and the fellow was by them for Seder night, and Pinchas Mikoritz was in good high spirits, and he asked him for a bracha. And he said, Bizchus, the fact that he gave the tzaddik, he said, Avada, ich gebe a bracha, you should have children. So given a grosse tumul in himmel. This is the region, he said. Was the menton? He said, Hagam, steht doch heile weile divrei leukim chayim, aber how can we solve this apparent contradiction? Shpola zeide zogt nein, and Repinchas Mikore zogt ja, how are we going to solve it? So in Shemaim, they decided that whoever is more attuned to the Midas Emes, Hagam, they were both. Titein Emes Liyankiv. But the one who was even more makbid on Emes, his psak would be the psak, and that was Pinchas Mikoritz. And Memegler, the fellow, had a child. Oba, who was his child? What was his name? His name was Michal Bandersky. Michal Bandersky was born because of the brocha of Pinchas Mikoritz, who the Shpala Zayde insisted, no brocha, no brocha, no brocha. The Shpala Zayde gewus was etut. He knew what was sin. He saw the future. He saw et verstanden. That's why he didn't. He wouldn't give a brocha. And Nebuchadnezzar Pinchas Mikoritz's own Enoch suffered terribly from the hands of this baby that was born. Is Memela Altistakil Bikankan. Amol, you think, you look on the Kankan, you look on the outside, and you think Nebuchadnezzar Rachmanos, these 150 babies, morning, evening, every morning, evening, shechted for such an absurd and depraved reason to bathe in their blood. About Altistakil Bikankan. Erebemashi Yeshboy, what stands behind it, and this was the message that we see, that Kol Mad Ovid Rachmon al Tavid. We don't always understand Cheshbon Yishol Ma'ala, and only Mirtz Hashem, very soon, Mala Ha'oret Deyo, Hashem Kemaim Liyam Echassim, and then we'll see and we'll understand, and we'll know that Oidcha Hashem Ki Onaf to be the Alzig Ben Toivo, the Vias God Serib Yomir, the Omeinu, Omein.
Amen.